has been The Daydream with Daniel. Fading things out on a Summer's Over interlude. Before that was Pity Sex, first track from their new album. We'll be here next week, 3 to 4 p.m. with more groovy tunes. So stick with us. Until then. That was Don't You Try by Patternist. Welcome to Charlie MGH, 4 o'clock on Mondays. This is Charlie. We're back with who we got here today.
What's up?
It's Albert over there for the third time. Yeah, if you're not getting sick of him, it's all good. If you are, it's all good. I get that. I told you guys last week that I wouldn't be here because of Tatonia's Day, but that was moved to Tuesday. So that means I can be here with you all today. There's a little mix-up. I didn't actually delete a post that I thought I did for the sublist, but we had Eugenia and Greg coming in. So thank you for them for coming in last minute. But yeah, it's just me and Albert today, and anyone who wants to call in, if you want to call in on WMFO in Medford, 617-627-3800. Let's see.
Just classic Charlie messing up again.
What is this, my sixth show, and I still can't get this down? Yeah, you know.
It's all good. Shout out to Harrison Kim. I think he's listening. Yeah, and Cliff. Cliff's probably listening.
Yeah, we have a song from Harrison per his request coming up later on. But yeah, so, Albert, how's your spring fling?
It was okay.
Just okay?
Eh.
It was your last one.
I know. It's not really spring fling's fault. It's just the artists, they weren't as up to par as I thought they were going to be.
Hey, you know.
Bushy called me on the counter.
All right. We could play some of that later.
No,
on. I don't really have.
No,
a
set. I'm done with Shaggy.
All right. For those of you guys who want to know just some logistics about Spring Fling, there were 210 cases of 24 bottles of water. That's 5,040 bottles of water. They had 64,000 slices of pizza and three artists. So you do the math.
They ate all the pizza. I don't know.
Yeah, the pizza went like crazy. That was intense. I was about to leave, and there was just this huge mob by the pizza, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. But yeah, I don't know. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. It can only get better from here, Charlie. I mean, next year they're probably gonna bring like 50 Cent. I don't know. They're probably gonna bring like Wiz Khalifa.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna be like, I can't believe they just topped it.
Either way, shout out to Concert Board for putting that together. It is a huge, huge, huge ordeal. Well, now the Tusk concerts. But yeah, that's a huge ordeal. So good job to them for that. And then tomorrow is Tuftonia's Day. Albert, you ready for that?
I'm so ready. Free food, free shirts.
That's right.
Free hats.
Well, let's not get that far ahead.
I know they have free shirts.
There are free shirts. They just came in today. There's like tons of boxes in the
All
OCL.
Right. I'm just there for the shirt, man.
Whoa. Not the food.
I mean,
not me.
Do they have health permits?
You're not going for me. Yeah,
do they have health permits.
For those of you guys who don't know, so some issues that came up when planning Tuftonia's Day was that a lot of the food trucks that normally come, they did not have health permits, which is pretty gross. So there are a lot of new trucks this year, but it's going to be awesome. We moved it, and the weather seems to be pretty good. It's like only like less than a 30% chance of rain from like 4 to 8. So
I like those odds.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a 70% chance that there isn't rain.
Yeah.
Like, if I were playing poker and I had a 70% chance I was going to win, I would go all in.
So, Albert, you were playing poker online yesterday?
I was playing poker online yesterday. How'd you know?
I don't know. Maybe because I was in the room.
Why were you in my room?
You let me in.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and we're going afterwards back to your suite because I left my pad thai there.
What
last
if I
night.
Say no? Like, you can't come.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
Collect your pad thai.
I just don't get the pad thai. It was good pad thai.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, what restaurant was it from again?
Tom Lee something.
Something like that. It's in Medford Square. There's also a pad place in Porter called Roddy. Roddy?
Yeah.
Roddy?
Roddy.
Roddy. Good place, good place.
Very good. Not Roddy.
Not Roddy.
Don't ever say
it's Roddy. Spelled R-O-H-D-E.
Roddy.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, it's just going to be a chill day. It's kind of blah out there, so we're just going to try to keep it nice and mellow for all you guys listening. Thank you so much.
Oh, wait. Michelle is listening, too. Shout out to Michelle.
What's up, Michelle? Michelle who?
Michelle Ahn, Harrison's girlfriend.
Oh, hey. What's up, Michelle?
There you go, Michelle.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Let's see what we got up next. Gotta find my playlist. All right. Well, here we go.
Is this the Muse song?
What?
Is this the Muse song?
No, not yet. This one, a lot of people will know. It's a pretty good song.
All right.
Well, here we go.
Let's do it.
The garden was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me.
blossom caught in the carnival. Your confidence forgotten. I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's overused, blame it on me.
That first song was, let me see, I gotta find my playlist. That first song was Blame It On Me by George Ezra, followed by Glorious by Muse. That second song was a request by Harrison.
How'd you like that song, Charlie?
It was a bit different from our normal vibes, I have to say.
A bit different from our normal vibes, as in you liked it or you didn't like it?
Why are you pressing me, man?
Yo, shout out to Leo. He's listening right now. And I think LeBron will do just fine in the playoffs. Just fine. Space Jam 2. Hashtag Toon Squad.
But I think you're on the wrong show.
I'm on the right show.
You sure? Okay.
This is Charlie MGH, right? Mm-hmm. The lowest rated show on WFO.
Excuse me? We're doing way better than your own show. What was your own show called? How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We played just funky music, dude. It was great. So what's next, dude? What's up?
I don't know.
Are you Becky with the good hair?
I'm like low-key so tired. I'm not Becky with the good hair. I'm low-key just so tired.
Yeah. I mean, Supreme Feeling's like never on a Sunday, so...
It's different this year. I mean, it's weird. But yeah, this Sunday has marked... Well, let's see. Passover has now ended.
Greek and we started Orthodox, school late, too.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was pushed back. Greek Orthodox Easter is now also ended.
Yeah.
So, happy... Hope you guys had a good time for those of you who celebrate. Hope that they were very reflective and very good holidays for you. Yeah, I don't know. We just got some good times. It's 4:18 right now here on WMFO. I don't know. I had my last class today, you know?
Oh, were
freshman
you?
Year, yeah. I guess wow. I'm not a freshman anymore.
Wow.
It's weird.
Crazy. I had my last class on Thursday.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
So you just been chilling out here for a long time.
Yeah, I was like, I'll be out.
That's valid.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna feel something like sad or anything, but it just felt like class, man. I just left and I was like,
Yeah, no, I feel like after a while, you know, it's just like you like part of you is like, I should be sad, but part of you is just like, you know what, I've had enough.
Yeah. Like class is great, but it's like you can only learn so much in class.
Damn, that's a whole nother, wow, that part, we gotta talk about that.
You can only learn so much in class.
Yeah, dude, that's valid. That's so valid. Yeah, you know?
There's nothing like there's no. What's the quote? It's like there's no great teacher like experience, something like that. It's a quote, something like that.
I don't know. You gotta find. For me, it's like you gotta find the right balance. You know.
Yeah.
You like, gotta have someone there to guide you. Yeah. But like, yeah, not everything needs to happen in the classroom. But yeah, I don't know. So you just like had enough?
No, it's not that I had enough. It's that I'm ready for the next chapter.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
I can't even think about the next chapter. I'm just trying to survive the next word. I'm just trying to make it to tomorrow. I'm trying to make it to the next minute, the next hour.
Minute by minute.
Oh, dude, you know what we're going to talk about?
What?
We're going to talk about Game of Thrones. But no spoilers. This is not a show about spoilers.
But you're just talking about in general. Yeah, we're not going to talk about the last episode.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to do that after we come back. But right now, we got a song coming up along the lines of I've Had Enough. Here we go.
You know nothing, Charlie.
You trying to be funny, but you're not.
I am funny. What are you talking about?
What's wrong with my computer?
We're going to talk about Game of Thrones.
There we go.
I think I've had enough.
Enjoy, everyone.
I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. Because all of my kindness is taken for
positive.
We can run. Then I heard you was talking trash.
I'm out of mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive it. Ooh, that's all I. How could I?
could I be so reckless? But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, that just ain't up for sale.
See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear, if somebody would dare.
That first song was 4 or 5 Seconds by Rihanna, Kanye, and Paul McCartney, followed by Settle Down by the 1975, one of my personal favorites. Alright, here's the deal, because we don't want to spoil it for anyone, but like, I feel like we should address it, you know, because it's such a big show.
Okay.
Alright, so we, Albert, you saw season 6, episode 2 of Game of Thrones last night, right?
That is correct.
And you had seen season 6, episode 1. Before.
I've seen every episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, same. All right. So, like, for those of us who missed season 6, episode 2, describe it in 3 words.
Expected, but unfilling.
All right. Give me another word, because but shouldn't count.
Like, okay. I want more. Expected, unfilling. I don't know. It's just like, I need more.
I don't know. Expected is like kind of, for me, yeah, it's expected. Sorry, I just had to burp. But like at the same time, there was stuff that was so unexpected too.
True, true. Oh, maybe like developing. Like there's definitely some character development.
It's a lot of foundation laying.
I like how they develop the characters on the show. They do a very good job of that.
Yeah, I mean, they've had 6 seasons.
No, but even in that episode, I feel like some characters, they changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's a good time. If you haven't seen it yet, I suggest you highly get around to, because spoilers are everywhere.
Yeah, you probably should watch it.
But not on the show. No spoilers on the show. No spoilers on the show. All right? You just got the feel of the episodes. What could be expected? Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, anything. Expect the unexpected. And then we also said
unexpected, so you don't even know what to not expect.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
I sit on the Iron Throne at the end. Sorry, guys. Spoiler.
Don't make me turn off your mic, Albert. You can do better than that.
Don't make me turn off your mic, Charlie.
Albert's sitting across the room from the control board.
I'm sitting like 2 feet away from you.
You can barely even like touch the end of the table.
I could probably turn off your mic from here.
No, you couldn't.
I probably could.
Let's not find out. You'll just hear a lot of like scuffling on the radio and like followed by a lot of like, oh, move, no. And then just like, yeah. One of my friends, their first radio show, like their very first one, they didn't realize the mic was off.
Oh, and they were talking.
Yeah, they were talking because we have the headsets on,
right?
So you can hear what it sounds like. We know what you guys are hearing, and so if the mics are off, we don't hear anything, and that tells us right away that we gotta turn the mics on. They weren't wearing them, and they were just talking, and so for 2 whole minutes, they didn't realize that they were not on air, that it was just dead air.
That stinks.
So they had to reintroduce themselves.
At least they didn't say like anything like stupid while they're on the air. They couldn't be like, and that's why like I hate her, and like it, like she thinks she's so cool.
I'm turning off Albert's mic.
I'm turning off the show.
It's not how it works.
It's over.
It's not how it works. Well, I guess Albert said it's no. Yeah. They always say like pretend the mics are always on, but I just double check and I just say whatever I want later on. So get around to watching Game of Thrones. What other shows are we watching, Albert?
Have you seen Rick and Morty?
Dude, wait, have they come out with the 3rd season yet?
It's coming out, I believe, in the fall.
But right now it's just season 2.
Well, they finished the first two seasons. But have you seen it before?
Yeah, dude, that show is so funny. Dan Harmon, for those of you who don't know, he was the creator of Community, that short-lived sitcom on NBC.
Didn't it have like 6 seasons?
Yeah, but like season 4 doesn't count.
Because
it was terrible. He left the show. They fired him for season 4, and then they brought him back for season 5 because season 4 was so bad.
Oh, okay.
And then season 6 was like either season 6 or was it even season 7? One of the seasons was on Yahoo because NBC dropped it.
Wow, that's how you know your show is not doing so hot. It's on Yahoo.
I mean, the ratings were never that good, but like, you know, it's a good show. It's really, really, really well done. Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, he was on Community. He also wrote for 30 Rock.
Yeah.
That dude is so talented.
Very talented. He performed for...
sophomore year.
My sophomore year, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah, freshman year, you and Nelly. And then last year was Kesha.
Yep.
Those are good artists. You know what? We're going to play some Kesha later on. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, by the way, can I talk about what you're doing this summer?
No.
No? Okay.
I just got a job, but no.
Okay.
They can't know anything about me.
Okay.
No.
Mysterious.
I'm just this mysterious voice on the radio.
But bad news if you're living in Cambridge, Charlie will be around over the summer.
Oh, goodbye. I don't even know what Kesha's on the play. I remember she used to be so big in middle school. And she still got her stuff is like her sound's kind of changed, but I don't know. What are you thinking?
Kesha's cool.
Yeah, what song though? You know.
Oh, just so many of them.
You know what? Let's just stick to her original. We're gonna do TikTok.
TikTok. On the clock.
Better if she sings it than we do.
Yeah.
But I used to. Okay, so. I don't know if other radio shows do this. Probably other radio stations do. So, like, in New York, there's Z100. That's, like, the big top 40 radio station. And they used to take songs and dub it over. With, like, so, like, it would be, like, it would be, like, Don't Stop, Make It Rock, New York City,
oh,
Blow It Up. And they, like, dub cool. it over. And then it's, like, they just slip
like
in.
Like, Kesha would do it for them?
No. Like, they would just, like, edit it in.
Oh.
And they would just slip in, like, New York City or, like, Z100 in there. And
that's
just
pretty cool.
And then I would always, because I was, like, some, like, stupid middle schooler, those were the actual lyrics.
Yeah.
I was, like, wow, she really, really cares about Z100. But that's how it works. I don't know if other radio stations do. They probably do.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. What's the big radio station here in Boston?
The big ones? 107.9, KISS 108, and Magic 106.7. I listen to that a lot.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah,
of
course.
The big three.
The big three, the trifecta, yes. Yes, we actually have a radio station coming for Teftonia's Day. I think it's 94.5. They're giving away some free tickets. I think to see Fetty Wap. So.
Wait, really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. All right, so here we go. We're going to play a little stuff. Then we're going to come back. We're going to have our PSA, and then Albert and I are just going to roast each other a little more.
Yo, yes. Yes.
No, we're not going to. If he roasts
me. Mild roasting.
If he roasts me, I'm turning off his mic.
Like just a little rotisserie roast.
A little rotisserie.
Just a little bit.
Oh, man. All right, here we go.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. But I'm already here. And now the dudes are lining up. Cause they hear we got swagger. But we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. Out of the police, shut us down. Police, shut us down. Ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers. In. Don't stop.
That was TikTok, and then Come On, both by Kesha. TikTok, first one, I think, in my opinion, it put her on the map. I think it was her first song, wasn't it?
TikTok?
Yeah.
Probably the first one that, for her, is big hit, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, it was, like, huge for her. And, yeah. And you know what? Also, we can't talk about Kesha without talking about the court case. Really great that she's standing up for herself. Really admirable. Nothing but love for Kesha. Absolutely. We wanted to play some Childish Gambino songs or some Nelly songs, but turns out they all have curses in them. And I wasn't about to just like mute every single time the curse came up, because it was not just one curse but like several, and we can't curse on the radio. So yeah,
I could sing them a cappella for you guys.
Please do not. No. By the way, shout out to Alex Mitchell, guy who trained me for this show. He's just chilling over there. Shout out to the guy in the room with this, like, so there are all these windows in the studio. We can see into like this room with a bunch of machinery, and there's another room for like live performances. So right now there's this dude in the room with a lot of machinery, just like working away at some machine.
There he is.
Yeah, he's got some kind of tool in his hand. I think he can hear us. I feel like he can hear
us. Look to your left.
Oh, well, there's Alex Mitchell. What's up, Alex Mitchell? Hey, cool dude. Yeah, his show is on at 6, so make sure you all tune in then, because he's always got good stuff going on. But yeah, this dude over here is like working away at that machine. I don't know if he can hear us. Maybe he's got earbuds. No, he doesn't have earbuds in. Hey, what's up? He's still not looking over here. All right, you know what? That's cool. You know what time it is? It's 4:42, time for our weekly PSA. So, are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days?
Ugh, always.
Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision in June of 2013. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this and will hold its next monthly meeting on Thursday, May 5th from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. at the Belmont Public Library, 336 Concord Road, Concord Ave in Belmont. Sorry about that. The address again is 336 Concord Ave in Belmont. For more information, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org on the web. A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford Tusk Community Radio. My voice right there is starting. My voice is starting to give out. I don't know. Maybe I had too much fun at Spring Fling.
I was yelling a lot.
I was singing a lot, Bill. Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, it's Bourne's. You can't help but sing along. But yeah. Oh, we got some Bourne's coming up for you guys also.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Because he's like a Spring Fling artist that doesn't have curse in his song. So we also have some Matt and Kim coming up. So we're just going to do a little...
I mean, yes. Yes.
Why are you doing that, man? Have only positivity on the show. This show is all about positivity.
I love the show so much.
4 p.m. on Mondays is all about positivity. So yeah, we're just going to play some stuff for you. This will be a little Spring Fling reminiscing show for you guys. Next week, I feel like I want to do like a kind of like a middle school throwback song where you just play songs that were like kind of, we were feeling it in middle school, you know?
You were feeling it in middle school?
Dude, like just songs you would sing.
You were jamming out in middle school?
Dude, yeah.
Like to what? Like Backstreet Boys?
Middle school was, remember, you know, Replay by like Ayaz, that's the one that's saying.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll play that one right now. I'll play that one today just to give you guys a taste of what'll come next week. But for now.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know. Dude, yeah, what happened to him?
Hope he's doing all right.
I hope so. I hope he's found some work.
Yeah.
Maybe he like went to college or something, you know?
Yeah, you never know, man.
Hey, you know, yeah. Music industry is a weird place. But yeah, here we go. This is going to be your... Why is my computer being so weird? No, you're playing... Oh my God, nope. No, that was...
Who was that?
That was the Kesha song. What's going on?
Come on, Charlie.
Sorry, everyone. We're having technical difficulties over here. Yeah, that's always fun. So here we go. You know what? It's gonna be fixed. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Albert, just stall. Do some comedy.
And I love you, and I need you, Nelly.
Here we go. You're good. Thank you, Albert. Stick around. We got 50 minutes left in the show. We'll see you all after these songs.
We cut the legs off of our pants, threw our shoes into the ocean, sit back and wave through the daylight.
right, that first song, Daylight, Matt and Kim. You guys might find it familiar because yesterday was Spring Fling, as you know, followed by Seeing Stars by Borns. And then, you know what? I think coming up, we're going to play a little bit of Cage Rage throwback. Did you go to Cage Rage?
I went my freshman. No, wait, I never went.
You missed out.
I never went.
You missed out. Didn't you guys have group love was here for Cage Rage like last year? I think they're really good.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never been, dude. Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Well, now you should just go to the Cage.
I've been to the Cage.
Just try to imagine.
Before.
Just try to imagine like a concert there.
Oh, okay. I'm imagining.
Close your eyes. All right, Albert,
okay.
close your eyes.
Close my eyes. All right.
Can you hear the scream of the crowd?
Yep.
Can you hear the steps as they walk on stage?
Okay. Who's walking on stage? Shaggy?
No. Actually, we're about to play one of their songs right now, so just imagine.
You're playing this. A Shaggy song now?
No, we're not playing this one of Shaggy. We're playing a song from an artist we went here for Cage Rage.
Okay.
Everyone should think about who came. Get ready. All right, Albert, imagine it.
I'm raging.
Well, okay, maybe not that hard. Albert's jumping up and down his seat right now.
Oh, the song's funky.
It's good. That was from Nowhere, Dan Kroll.
Dude, that was on the...
What makes me
sorry.
Smile?
Oh, ads. Sorry.
It's all good. It was on the Grand Theft Auto 5 soundtrack, so that's where I heard the song before.
Which Grand Theft Auto are they on now?
They're working on 6.
On 6?
Yeah.
By the way, we are on WMFO in Medford. Just FCC regulation, you know.
91.5.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. This is Charlie MGH. We are nearing the last 4 minutes or so of our show. My show that Albert's guesting on. But I refer to Albert's suite as my home, so I guess he can refer to this as his show. Whatever. Yeah, we're just waiting out some ads. on Spotify. Yeah. Maybe I should just go Spotify Premium.
It's $5 a month, right?
Isn't it more? I don't know.
I thought it was $5 for students.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm working 2 jobs next term, so maybe I'll splurge a little. Ooh. You can check me out in the Campus Center info booth. I'll sell you all your tickets.
That's where the money is, dude.
That is where the money is.
You have access to everything right there.
I'm already power hungry.
Yeah, you're just like, that ticket is $20. I thought it was $10. Nah, it's $20 now.
What'd you say? $35. $40. Keep giving me attitude. How dare you? $50. How many ads are there now? It's like, oh, they're doing this to spite me. Okay.
I can stall for time, dude. I can
back by popular request. Nah, it's all good, Albert. We got 3 minutes or so left. This is back by popular request. Shout out to Cliff. This song's for you. And everyone else.
Ooh.
This is Collide by Evie. Thank you for tuning in with us. This has been Charlie MGH. We'll see you next year. Charlie signing out.
See you guys. Your lips, they used to haunt.